Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. Now, why him? I put this perplexing ayah here on purpose, even if we don't finish our notes on the first ayah today. I thought I was going to be done. I so thought wrong. Yeah, we're not going to be done. Okay, that's okay. That's okay. Is this a good pace? No, not a good pace. We're good. I'm happy, even if you're not happy. That's okay. Okay. But I mean, I'll finish this one concept, which is a very powerful concept. One of the benefits of why this slave? Why this slave? Why in the middle of Arabia? Why in the middle of the desert? You have the Roman Empire, they have a history and philosophy. They have empire. You have the Persians, they're poetic people, man. They got a long history. Why not a messenger among them? The Quraysh said, fine, even if you pick one among us, لَوْلَا نُزِلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ. How come no celebrity from the two towns, Makkah and Taif are pretty big towns, we have some pretty many billionaire people, if you pick one of the hot celebrities and you make them a prophet, everybody's already listening to them, why not pick one of them? Why here? And then on top of that, we have the Jews who have a history of prophets and so much more record, and they're waiting for a prophet also. Why not just give them one? The Quraysh aren't waiting for a prophet. They're not welcoming a prophet. The Yahud are actually waiting for a prophet. They're making dua for it. وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. They used to lose in battle to the Quraysh and say, you know, our prophet is right around the corner. And when he comes, oh, ho, 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 we're going to get you that time. You may have beat us now, but he's coming. All the signs are here. Which is pretty ironic, right? Because all signs were there, and he came. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَعَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ. When what they knew exactly came, they denied it. They rejected it. But now listen, why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You can say, Allah chooses who He chooses. And I agree. Allahu yastafi min al-mala'ikati rusulan wa min al-nas. Allah has His own discretion in choosing messengers, which angels should be messengers, and which human beings should be messengers. But there is one place in the Qur'an, a peculiar place in the Qur'an, that Allah gives us a rationale for why Rasulullah was chosen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's the ayah I want to put before you. قُلْ إِن كَانَ لِلرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدٌ. An unexpected place, actually. فَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْعَابِدِينَ. Boy, oh boy, this ayah is supposed to be like a philosophical mystery. A horrible translation of the ayah would suggest, say, if Ar-Rahman had a son, Ar-Rahmani Walad, I missed the word Walad. If Ar-Rahman had a son, then I am the first to worship. I'll say that again. Say, if Ar-Rahman had a son, then I am the first to worship. And you're like, really? That's in the Quran? Yeah, that's just a bad translation. So let's work through this. If in fact the most loving and caring were to have a son, then he does not say, فَأَنَا أَوَّلُ عَابِدٍ. Like the ayah says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. Don't be the first to disbelieve. Good translation of أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ would be, don't be the first to disbelieve. If you want to translate here, I would be the first to worship. You know what you would say in Arabic? فَأَنَا أَوَّلُ عَابِدٍ. I am the first to worship. That's not what it says. Just because you see awwal, you go straight to I'm the first to worship? No. Awwalul abideen actually means then of all those, all human beings, or all creation that has ever worshipped, all creation that has ever worshipped, I am superior to all of them. All human beings, angels and jinn, that have ever worshipped, and by the way, worshipped anyone or anything, nobody has done more worship and more superior worship than myself. Now, does that sound like a statement of pride? I am the most supreme worshipper of all. Does that sound like a statement of pride? Honestly. Yeah. Yes. That's why Allah did not make him say it on his own. He said, قُلْ, you tell them this. Because you can't get yourself to say it. I have to tell you to say it. He's so much of an abid, he can't even say it himself. So what the point being made in the ayah is, if Ar-Rahman had a child, if Ar-Rahman had a walad, you're gonna know or I'm gonna know who's no one's ever done more ibadah than me. No one's done more ibadah than me. Allah chose the most qualified of all of His ibad to be His slave. He was going to be the epitome of what it means to be a slave of Allah. Actually, the word slave from here on out will be defined by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is why the word abd, slave, which you could say is a derogatory term, once that term got used for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to describe the closest relationship he can have, like Ibn Ashur said, لِلتَّقْرِيبِ لِرَبِّهِ, to bring him closer to his Rabb, he used the word abd. Because you know, a master gives, when a master makes a call, I need this, I need that or the other, who's always at the service? The slave. Like, you know, if someone has a servant, a constant servant, then the first one to hear the master's request will be who? The slave. So they have a very close relationship. So to describe that close, nobody's going to be closer to Allah than I. So if you're going to say anything about Allah, first of all, check yourself. Who are you talking to? I'm the first of any who would know. You're in no position to speak anything about Allah, is what the ayah is saying. You're going to say Ar-Rahman as a son? Who are you? What qualification do you have? I am awwalul abideen. Tell them. Challenge them. Let's see if they can do more worship than you. Let's see if they can demonstrate that they have more ibadah than you. Ana awwalul abideen. Keeping that in mind when you understand Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdihi. All praise and gratitude belongs to Allah, who sent down upon his slave. Because the purpose of this book was not to teach you philosophy, was not to teach you arguments, was not to give you some, you know, mathematical formula or whatever. The purpose of this book was to demonstrate to you what does it mean to be a abd of Allah. This is the last letter from Allah. These are the last letters from Allah to humanity. Risalati Rabbi, they're called in Quran. These last letters could not have been just taken in theory. They had to be demonstrated. What happens when a person internalizes this book? They truly become a abd. They become a abd. So Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdihi. This is all just tied together, how the book had to be given to the ultimate abd. Really, I don't know how to translate this in English except to say, all praise and gratitude belongs to Allah, who sent the book down as an incredible gift, allowing it to remain as a guest inside the chest of his ultimate slave. Ala abdihi al-kitab.